You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
There has been a lot of Justin Fields chatter on this show the past few days, but you can consider this the official Justin Fields episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. So hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is Wednesday, April 28th, and on today's episode, helping us cipher through all the noise and where Justin Fields might hear his name called in the first round of the 2021 NFL draft. It is one of the sharpest minds across the Locked On Podcast Network's NFL channel. It is Brian Peacock, the host of Locked On 49ers and the Peacock and Williamson podcast. And Brian, great to have you back on the show. I think the first time we spoke was around this time a year ago when I was just starting out with Locked On Big Ten, some NFL draft focus as we look to where the Big Ten players might fall in the 2020 NFL draft. So now a year later, here we are again talking about one of the brightest names of the Big Ten and some of the other studs that we'll hear their name called in the first round out of the Big Ten Conference. Pleasure to have you back on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. Thanks for having me on, and I hope I can live up to that intro. It's an exciting time. I also, you know, cover the 49ers as well as covering the entire NFL, and wow, this is a historic draft for the Niners with that decision at pick number three, and I have a feeling you and I would agree on who the 49ers should be considering there. It doesn't sound like Kyle Shanahan is with us on that evaluation, though.
We might differ from Kyle Shanahan in his evaluation of quarterbacks. Also, when the world might end, we have a lot to discuss as it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers. And when I originally reached out to you, it was about the decision that San Francisco might make with the third overall pick. But in the past 48 hours since we first spoke, there have been reports that the Niners aren't even focusing on Justin Fields anymore. It is down to Mac Jones and Trey Lance for who they might take third overall. Do you think Justin Fields is still a part of that conversation for San Francisco, though?
I would have to think that he is, and at least some folks in the building and in the scouting department would be pounding the table for somebody like Justin Fields, but I think it's becoming more and more clear that it's Kyle Shanahan's show. And I'm not really surprised, actually, that maybe a coaching staff or a coach would prefer Mac Jones, maybe seeing something that looks more like what he's trying to do already on offense and maybe less projection. And the scouting staff loves the toolsy players and loves Justin Fields and loves Trey Lance. So that kind of makes sense through that lens. But I do have a feeling even with that, Kyle's a little bit of an island when it comes to the third pick, if Mac Jones is indeed the pick. And who knows, there could be some smoke screening. We know this is lying season. Part of me still believes that no way they didn't trade all that to go up and get Mac Jones. This is still going to be Justin Fields. Maybe it's Trey Lance, but man, there's just a mountain of really plugged in national reporters that believe it's Mac Jones. And then listening to the press conference Monday with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, they were almost defensive, like preparing everybody like, look, this is the pick is going to be Mac Jones. So I didn't really believe it until that press conference, and it feels like Mac Jones is going to be the pick, although I think there's still a chance that it could be one of the other two more toolsy prospects at quarterback.
So you mentioned that Kyle Shanahan might like Mac Jones because of how he fits that offensive scheme. What is it about Mac and the style of quarterbacking that he plays you think works best for the San Francisco 49ers?
I mean, he completed 77% of his passes, and when you watch Mac Jones play, everything looks under control. He has full control of the offense. He's quick through his progressions. He's quick getting the ball out of his hands, which is key for Kyle Shanahan, I think. And, you know, he doesn't have the athleticism to be getting out of the pocket and making big plays with those legs. So he operates within the pocket because he has to. And so I think in some cases for really athletic prospects and someone like Justin Fields, who people say sometimes, and you know, it's true at times, plays a little hero ball and is looking for the big play. And when you're that athletic your whole life, you're more athletic than the guy you'd be checking the ball down to. So why would you check it down to a 3-yard pass when you can just keep looking for that big play and run around yourself and make a play with your legs? So I think it might take a tick longer in development for some really athletic quarterbacks. And we saw how long it took Justin or Josh Allen in the NFL. It looked like, oh, this guy's wild. He's out there with his accuracy, but so much talent and athleticism and arm strength. And then it just takes a while. And finally, you can coach that out of him. So my argument to Kyle Shanahan would be like, look, it says head coach next to your name. Go coach. Go take one of these guys and coach him up if there's one little thing you don't like, because there's so much to love about someone like Justin Fields. And I get that there was some efficiency and some accuracy for Mac Jones, but it was also easier for him than any quarterback in the draft. He had the best offensive line. He had the best coaching staff. This year in the SEC, I don't think was as strong as some other years in the SEC, which usually looks like, you know, okay, big time competition. Justin Fields, in my opinion, played a much tougher schedule and had better defenses to play against than Mac Jones did. And obviously a ton of talent at wide receiver for Mac Jones. And there's other guys that are on the offensive line and at wide receiver that we don't really know their names. They're not household names yet that were on the field for them that we'll find out in the next couple of years. And we're talking about this in 2022. It's like, oh yeah, there was another first round guy there for Mac Jones on offense that we never really talked about because he wasn't draft eligible this year. So that's where I struggle, because we saw how difficult it was last year for Tua to make the transition into the NFL. And I would expect it's equally difficult for Mac Jones, and when he's going to have a lot more pressure and a lot smaller windows, because as he was accurate, he wasn't as pinpoint accurate. And I think when you look at how difficult the throws were, the air yards for someone like Justin Fields, I think his accuracy is more impressive than Mac Jones, even though Mac Jones had a better, you know, completion percentage. And we know the completion percentages and everything. And there were so many screens and so many RPOs in Alabama's offense too. So all that together, I just don't see the upside. And to be honest with you, I think a prospect like Justin Fields has a huge floor too, because of his pure arm talent. When you're that accurate, you're that competitive, you're that tough, and you have the ability to run, and it's going to help the 49ers ground game, whether he's running the ball or handing it off. I think there's a huge floor for someone like Justin Fields too. So I'm not buying the floor argument, and I'm definitely not buying the ceiling argument when it compares between Justin Fields and Mac Jones.
Brian, I commend you, because you know how to endear yourself to the audience of a Locked On Big Ten podcast, saying that Big Ten competition was better in the year 2020 than the SEC, which I would agree with in large part. And I think you bring up some great points about what the highlights might be for Mac Jones in that 49er offense. But do you believe that Justin Fields might even be a better fit for what Kyle Shanahan wants to run?
I think in some cases, yes, because Fields is better throwing on the run. Mac Jones is not great on the boot action type stuff, although he's probably a better athlete than people are giving him credit for, just because he kind of has a bad body. And by the way, the off-field stuff, this is what I don't get. Maybe you have some more insight and you can help me with this. Is there something that I'm missing about Justin Fields? Is there an off-the-field incident? I know the epilepsy thing came up. Maybe that's much bigger than we realize with him. Is there something more than like the transferring from Georgia to Ohio State going on with Justin Fields? Because it seems very strange that more people aren't talking about him as a top five lock in this class and in the clear top three quarterback.
Brian, it confounds me truly, because I think one of the biggest knocks and one of the falsest narratives about Justin Fields in this entire draft process was the idea that he's not an ultimate competitor, that he was a last guy in, first guy to leave. And it's very funny, because he was the guy that petitioned the Big Ten Conference and started the We Want to Play movement for the Big Ten to reinstate the Big Ten football season. And even by doing so, it was almost a catch-22 at this point, because ahead of last year, ahead of 2020, he was 1-1A with Trevor Lawrence. And I think wanting to play this year, you could say and look back now with rose-colored glasses and say, maybe did that hurt his draft stock? So all of it is very confusing to me. From what I know and people that I have spoken to in Columbus that cover Ohio State religiously on a daily basis, Justin Fields is the ultimate competitor, who's a great locker room presence, and really saw the biggest step that he could take in his game heading into 2020 as being a guy that understood the offensive system, not just what play was being called, but why they were calling that play. So he was very integral in the game planning portion of what Ohio State did this past season with Ryan Day, who was, as most people respect, one of the best play callers in all of college football. So pretty much all of the narratives that have come out, all of the arguments against Justin Fields, I have tried to debunk at times the past week or 2 weeks or so leading up to the 2021 NFL draft. So I don't understand it. I'm not sure why these narratives keep coming up. Justin Fields' epilepsy issue has been a part of his life forever. Everybody has known about it. So a lot of leaks, a lot of smoke screens. Like you mentioned, it's lying season. But at a certain point, when there's so much smoke, maybe there's fire. And that's what I get a little concerned, seeing his draft stock fall as much as it has in the past really 48 hours or so. So as we are discussing right now with Brian Peacock, the host of Locked On 49ers, the host of Peacock and Williamson, this draft process and the time leading up to the first round coming tomorrow is really known as smokescreen season, as lying season. So many stories from all over the place about different draft prospects. And how have I kept up with all of it? How do I keep my mood happy when I'm reading all these false, idiotic things about Justin Fields? At least I can turn to Built Bar, because Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. It's really a tasty treat that I get to have like a dessert, because it's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. And the improved Built Bar is even deliciouser. All of their amazing flavors are covered in 100% chocolate. They are soft and easy to chew. And I know when I'm sitting there scrolling through my phone, reading all these ridiculous things on Twitter, and I'm eating my peanut butter brownie Built Bar, I can feel good about myself because not only is it delicious, I'm also putting things into my body that have great nutrients. It's perfect for the health conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low in calorie, low in sugar, but they are high in protein and high in fiber. Built Bar is incredible. It's an incredible, tasty, dessert-like treat that's a protein bar filled with great nutrients to keep you powered through, even when you're reading the most ridiculous stories about some of the best prospects coming out of the Big Ten Conference. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. So including today, we only have 3 more days left in the month of April, and pretty much the entirety of the month of April here on the Locked On Big Ten podcast has focused on football in one form or the other, whether it was the spring football tour or now the NFL draft. But if you want news outside of that, you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Speaking of local and national experts here on the Locked On podcast Network, Brian Peacock, the host of Locked On 49ers and the Peacock and Williamson podcast, continues to educate us on what the Niners might do with the 3rd overall pick, and if it's not Justin Fields, where does the former Ohio State quarterback land in the 2021 NFL draft?
Yeah, and I get the feeling, because I love the NFL draft partially because of the draft game and all the schadenfreude that goes on, right? And I think there's a ton of lying going on, and I think a ton of teams love Justin Fields and don't want to say a peep about it. And I think we might see a lot of action if the 49ers do go Mac Jones at 3. We might see some trade ups and some teams trying to get in there. New England Patriots, maybe Denver Broncos, I could see trying to get involved and go up and get him. Or the Falcons will sit there and say, hey, this guy grew up in our backyard. Let's just draft the hometown kid and roll and let him sit behind Matt Ryan for a year. So all those things make sense. And I have a feeling there'll be a frenzy for Justin Fields and everyone's just being hush hush about him right now and hoping that the 49ers actually do take Mac Jones. And if you're the rest of the NFC West, you're loving this, right? The Niners just gave up 3 first round picks and they're going to go take a guy who probably, if he hits his relative ceiling. Now, I don't want to crush Mac Jones because he's a fine prospect. Just in comparison in the trade up and going up to number 3 to get him is where it doesn't make sense for me. But still, if he hits his relative ceiling, he's still the 4th best quarterback in the NFC West.
I agree with that statement as well. So I think I have an idea of what you would want San Francisco to do at number 3. But who do you want them to select? Is it Mac Jones? Is it Trey Lance? Or is it Justin Fields?
I would right now, if I was ranking who the 49ers should take at number 3, and it was up to me, I think my top 3 would go Justin Fields, Trey Lance, Kyle Pitts in that order. And Mac Jones would not be in consideration. I don't think I would have even taken Mac Jones at 12. I thought he was a second round guy. I was looking at pick 43 for Mac Jones if the Niners maybe drafted a corner in round 1 at 12. That's where my mind was before the 49ers traded up. And it was like, okay, well, look, Justin Fields is going to be gone by 12. If Trey Lance falls there, you kind of got to go and make that pick and let him develop behind Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe round 2, you look at Mac Jones. That's where I was with this. And that's pretty much still how I have him. It's Fields, it's Lance, and it's Jones. And maybe if I went through the draft process and really talked to all these guys and saw everything that's going on behind the scenes, maybe the smarts and everything that Trey Lance brings to the table would convince me because of how good he was at a young age and throwing 0 interceptions, even though it was at the 1AA level. That's just such a small sample and such an incomplete picture for me to be trading up to number 3 for someone like Trey Lance too. So as soon as they made the trade, it's like, oh, it's definitely Justin Fields. And the fact that nobody was talking about Justin Fields meant, oh, they definitely love Justin Fields and they just don't want to leak that information. They're throwing Mac Jones' name out there. But as we get closer and closer, it just really does feel like it's going to be Mac Jones. And it is a bit of a head scratcher and really just feels like such an unnecessary waste of resources to go up and draft Mac Jones and trade 3 first round picks to go up and get him at number 3.
So like we mentioned at the top, not only do you do great coverage for Locked On 49ers following the San Francisco 49ers on a daily basis, but also across the NFL channel, the Peacock and Williamson podcast, in my opinion, is one of the best NFL shows you can follow anywhere covering the National Football League. So let's say that San Francisco does pass on Justin Fields at number 3. Where do you think the former Ohio State quarterback would fall in the draft?
Really good chance I think he goes 4, whether it's the Falcons or a team trades up. I think 7 is a real hinge point in the first round, the Detroit Lions. I don't think the Lions can say no to trades. I think they're in a rebuild mode. It would be very smart for them to move down a little bit. So if it's a couple picks, moving with the Denver Broncos or the New England Patriots, I think makes a ton of sense to go up and get Justin Fields and move all the way up to number 7. If they're okay with giving up future first round picks, not really a move that Bill Belichick likes to make, but this whole offseason has been very different for Bill Belichick, and he's trying to get things back on track there in New England. So I would say somewhere between 4 and 7. I think 4, I still think there's a chance he goes 3, and maybe I finally got duped, and they worked hard on convincing me all offseason long that it's actually not going to be Justin Fields, and it turns out it is. Who knows? Because there are some unnamed sources and scouts out there that are saying, nah, it's still Justin Fields. It's harder for me to believe that now. So somewhere between 3 and I think 7 should be Justin Fields' floor, but there's a chance he falls even further than that. According to Adam Schefter, he said there's a 95% chance that Fields is there at pick 7. So that's why I'm wondering, like, what are we not seeing? What do we not know yet that maybe we'll find out next week? There might be some skeleton in Justin Fields' closet, because that's the only thing I can guess.
Yeah, that could be the only thing, some bugaboo that I do not know about that Justin Fields has that we have just missed for the 2 years, more than that, that he was in Columbus at Ohio State, now in this draft process. You know what I wish BetOnline.ag would do? I wish they would hang some Big Ten baseball odds or maybe some Big Ten softball odds. But in lieu of that, they have you covered for everything else, because BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And maybe they will. Maybe they will hang some Big Ten baseball odds as we get into the Big Ten tournament. Maybe the regionals, the College World Series, we'll talk to them about that. But right now, BetOnline is really where you want to go. Baseball season on the professional level is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. This week has tons of sports action on the go as the NFL draft is on, and the Kentucky Derby is back as the first leg of the Triple Crown begins this weekend. You can get all the latest news, odds, and info on all your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action, and great odds and real-time updated props on the 2021 NFL Draft. So before the next pitch or whatever it might be, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for the runs into the playoffs. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On, the promo code to get 15% off on your welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in that promo code. One more time, Locked On. LOCKEDON. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. Depending on when you are listening to this episode, the official Justin Fields episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, with a look ahead to the 2021 NFL Draft in the opening round on Thursday night. Tomorrow, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. So when you are listening to this, that could be 24 hours away, that could be 12 hours away, it could be 30 hours away, but know that tomorrow, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL Draft live. Yes. Live. Get insight and analysis from Locked On's local experts and the Draft Network's national experts, and make sure to subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL Draft April 29th, that is tomorrow, through Saturday, May 1st. We are previewing what might happen in the first round, what might happen in the first 3 picks of that 2021 NFL Draft with Brian Peacock, the host of Locked On 49ers and the Peacock and Williamson podcast. I agree with you, by the way. I think that if he does not go number 3 overall, either the Falcons at number 4 trying to take the heir apparent to Matt Ryan, or I think they will be fielding a lot of calls and could amass a ton of draft capital if they decide to move back and trade and allow somebody to trade up to that number 4 spot looking to take Justin Fields, because I think a lot of NFL teams will be salivating if they need a quarterback and Justin Fields does fall past number 3. So outside of Justin Fields, although this is the official Justin Fields episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, Are there any other prospects coming out of the Big Ten Conference that you are really excited by in their prospects of playing in the NFL?
There's a ton. Yeah, as I mentioned, this was a really good conference, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Greg Newsom made a spectacular interception against Justin Fields, and they were one of the best defenses in the country, I think, at Northwestern. Jason Owe, I don't know how to value him because he's such a freak athlete and was late to playing football, but I think he's absolutely going to be a first-round pick just because of his physical profile, even though he didn't have any sacks last year. He did have 5 sacks the year before, and there's some disruption, even though there's not sacks. Sacks is not, you know, the only way you can produce as a defensive lineman, but he's super interesting just because he's a freak of nature. But I think there's a chance Rashawn Slater goes much higher than people expect. We talked a little bit about the coach versus scout thing. I think the coaches are going to say the same thing when they watch Rashawn Slater's tape, and they will say, I like that guy better than Penei Sewell. Maybe the scouts are telling me Penei Sewell's the guy, but Rashawn Slater just looks rock solid. So I could absolutely see Rashawn Slater getting into the top 10 there. And he's super interesting to me. Micah Parsons, I think, is the most difficult evaluation for me at linebacker because he's such a freak of nature and can run and hit. But even with all his athleticism and height, weight, speed numbers, he's not great going backwards and not great in coverage, which you have to be as a linebacker in the NFL these days. I think he has the athleticism, probably can get a lot better doing that. But I'd be a little worried to take him super high, and there's a chance he's overdrafted because of his traits, just because of today's NFL. I think if you were talking about 10, 15 years ago, Micah Parsons probably top 5 pick, and guys like Najee Harris, right? Running back could be a top 5 pick. And those guys get a little bit more worried about spending high-end resources on some players like that.
So Brian Peacock, the host of Locked On 49ers, the host of the Peacock and Williamson podcast, providing us great expertise and insight on what the Niners might do with the 3rd overall pick, some Big Ten prospects, and then where Justin Fields might go if it's not to San Francisco on the official Justin Fields episode of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Brian, thank you very much for your time. I enjoyed, by the way, listening to the 2021 Ultimate Mock Draft that Locked On Podcast Network put on as well. I know you were a huge component of that, so great work. Thank you for all the insight leading up to the NFL draft.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Ben. It's always fun to chat Big Ten with you.
So many thanks again to my guest today, Brian Peacock, the host of Locked On 49ers, the host of the Peacock and Williamson podcast, whether it's the local tied-in perspective of what might happen with the Niners or the overarching perspective of the entire National Football League. Brian has you covered. He is a great follow on Twitter, at BD Peacock, at BD Peacock on Twitter for all your NFL news. Thank you, Brian, for coming on and providing us with some great analysis on what the Niners might do with the 3rd overall pick. If it is not Justin Fields and it is trending that way, I believe that San Francisco, and I think Brian feels the same way, will be making a monumental mistake. But at number 4, whether it's the Falcons or other teams trading up to try to get Justin Fields, teams will be licking their chops to have that talented of a quarterback prospect fall past where he rightfully should be picked in the opening round of the NFL draft. With that being said, the 1st round of the NFL draft is tomorrow. So on tomorrow's podcast, what we will do is we'll have a little fun and we'll do a mock draft of sorts of the Big Ten guys and where they are most likely to hear their names called in the 1st round of the 2021 NFL draft. That comes up tomorrow. But until we get to tomorrow, we're only one day away from that NFL draft. Have a splendid Wednesday. Mm-hmm.